KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we still have a mostly cloudy sky. We're at 0 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning and Merry Christmas. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. Our forecast for today is calling for mostly cloudy skies, a 30% chance of flurries, a high of 17, winds northwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting to around 20 with a wind chill around 5 degrees below zero. In area news, a call about a physical disturbance early this morning in Red Oak resulted in an arrest. Red Oak police say 39-year-old Dustin Dean French of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 12:30 a.m. for domestic assault with injury, a serious misdemeanor. French was transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where he was being held without bond until making an appearance before the magistrate. Ringgold County Sheriff Mike Sabatka reports the arrest of 38-year-old Chad Michael Maston of Mount Air. Maston was arrested at around 1:10 p.m. Sunday on a Ringgold County warrant for theft in the second degree, child endangerment, and possession of a controlled substance first offense. He was taken into custody without incident and was being held in the Ringgold County Jail without bond while waiting to see the magistrate. Anyone with information about that or other crimes in Ringgold County should call the sheriff's office there at 641-464-3921. No injuries were reported after a pickup truck struck an Iowa DOT snowplow early Sunday morning on Interstate 29 in Council Bluffs. Bluffs police say the accident happened around 2:40 a.m. on I-29 southbound near mile marker 53. Their investigation determined the snowplow driver had pulled to the right shoulder and off the road before exiting the truck to remove debris from the roadway. As the driver was removing the debris, he was forced to run out of the way of a silver 2011 Dodge Ram truck driven by 24-year-old Stephen Clark of Belton, Missouri. Clark drove into the rear end of the parked snowplow, which still had its flashing yellow hazard lights on. Clark was arrested for driving while revoked and resisting arrest. Alcohol is believed to be a factor in the crash, and additional charges are pending. The Council Bluffs Police Department reminds drivers to slow down and give road crews plenty of room to work. A 17-year-old female and a 20-year-old male were injured during a collision at around 1:40 p.m. Saturday in Council Bluffs. Authorities say the unidentified teenage female driver was operating a 2002 Nissan Altima eastbound on 9th Avenue when the car entered the intersection on a red light. A 2006 Chevy Silverado pickup driven by 60-year-old Stephen Hovey of Avoca had exited Interstate 80 northbound at 9th Avenue and entered the same intersection on a green light when the pickup struck the car on its passenger side. The backseat passenger in the car, 20-year-old Cody Mabbitt of Carter Lake, was ejected from the vehicle and suffered minor injuries. 17-year-old Mabbitt was transported to UMC by Council Bluffs Fire and Rescue for treatment of minor, non-life-threatening injuries. Hovey was not injured. The 17-year-old female was cited for operating while disqualified, obedience to stop signs and signals, and no proof of insurance. Well, the Iowa Law Enforcement Academy's director says her agency trained a record number of officers this past year. Judy Bradshaw says it's primarily because there are a growing number of job openings in Iowa police and sheriff's departments. There's a wave of retirements as well as officers making an early exit from the profession, according to Bradshaw.
As we look at the trends in law enforcement, I think that a lot of, from this generation, that they're getting into law enforcement, and at the 7 to 8 to 10 year time period, we're finding that they're leaving the profession.
Bradshaw has worked in law enforcement for nearly four decades. She started in 1980 as a Des Moines Police Department cadet and retired in mid-2014 as the department's chief. In mid-2015, Bradshaw became director of the Iowa Law Enforcement Academy. She said there are still enough candidates taking the training required to fill officer slots in Iowa.
There are still a number of folks that are interested in this as a profession, and that's why part of our training is to address, you know, the resilience and how do I not just survive within my career, but how do I thrive as a law enforcement officer in my career? And that's where the Blue Courage, we think, is valuable.
Blue Courage is the name of the Academy's new 40-hour-long course. It's available to new recruits as well as law enforcement veterans.
First of all, talking about what the job will do to you, potentially. And we don't do that in our training normally with the brand new hires. And so to sort of map out some of the things that can happen over time, the burnout, and then how do you recognize burnout, and what are the signs of that kind of anguish?
Bradshaw says the class helps officers better recognize what they need to ask for help. During the last state fiscal year, more than 9,000 sworn officers took classes at the Iowa Law Enforcement Academy. About 300 recruits graduated from the academy during that 12-month period. Recent local graduates of the academy include Brock Thompson and Cameron Ward, who are officers with the Atlantic Police Department. In our funeral announcements this morning, Jeanette Shun Marie Dotzler, age 88, Gate of Defiance died December 15th at Little Flower Haven Nursing Home. A massive Christian burial for Jeanette Doetzler will be held Wednesday at 11 a.m. at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Doris Sothman, age 87, of Washington Township in Cass County, died Friday at her home. A celebration of life for Doris Sothman will be Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Atlantic United Church of Christ. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Marjorie Knudsen, age 94, of Audubon, died Saturday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Marjorie Knudsen will be on Wednesday at 2 o'clock at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has the arrangements. Mary Agnes Shaben, age 98, of Erling, died December 15th at Murtu Medical Center. A massive Christian burial for Mary Shaben will be on Thursday at 11 a.m. at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Helen Reichardt, age 93, of Fontenelle, died Thursday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Helen Reichardt will be on Thursday at 1 o'clock at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. Helen Mary Clefman, age 93, of Portsmouth, died Thursday at Murtu Medical Center. A massive Christian burial for Helen Clefman will be on Friday at 10:30 at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. William Bill Dimmig, age 78, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Bergen Mercy Hospital in Omaha. Cremation has taken place. A massive Christian burial for Bill Dimmig will be held at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. The date and time are still pending. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.